Why do most believers and followers of Christ find it difficult to obey Him? Hello there, my name is Keith. Welcome to Confidence in Obedience. Our mission is to inspire and empower young believers like you to trust and obey God confidently by taking action now that will help you to fulfill God's purpose for your life. And we do this through biblical teachings, practical insights, testimonies, and uplifting conversations. Please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. Today's episode is focused on God's call to obedience. We believe that in order for a believer to live a fulfilling life, you have to obey your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Permit me to share with you my encounter this year with the Holy Spirit. And this is an encounter that has helped me to take action in obeying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before we go any further, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for this opportunity to learn from you. Help us in our desire to obey you. Give us the grace and the power to take action now in obeying you, for we believe that the time is now. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that this episode meets the needs of your listeners. I pray that your will be done and that you will help us to live a purposeful life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Take all the glory and take all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before going into my encounter with God this year, permit me to share with you a summary of my life, which I believe will put this encounter into context. I was born and raised in a Christian home where church was at the center of everything. My parents instilled in me the discipline of going to church regularly. Despite my commitment to the church unique culture and everything that was happening around me, something important was missing, and that was a relationship with God, having Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. When I graduated from high school away from my parents, everything in my world started to fall apart. I was living a life without purpose and direction. I was living just for the sake of living and following the crowd and trying to fit into every and any situation that could accommodate me. But one thing I know that was consistent was God's grace upon my life. I know that for a fact because back in the days, a lot of things I was involved into were things that could have taken away my life. But the fact that I am here today sharing with you is an indication that God's grace have never left me. It was always with me, even during those times that I did not have a relationship with Him. That's how merciful He is. In the year 2012, I made a major decision. I don't think it was really a good decision, but it was a decision that brought some level of awareness to my life. I stopped going to church completely in 2012. And the reason I stopped going to church is simply because I have realized that I wasn't going to church for the purpose of serving God, but just for the big show, showing up to church. And because of my commitment as well to the different organizations I was involved with and the kind of attention it brought to me, I realized that was the only reason I was going to church. Again, that decision wasn't the best decision because I started to live my life in denial of God's existence. I would say the worst thing about the body of Christ. I would criticize God and criticize every religion. And it was easy back then to just make up stories and just abstract part of the Bible and make my point about God not being real or not being alive. And sometimes I gained relevance because there were some Christians that I spoke with who were just Christians who learned the stories from Sunday school and they have not read the Bible by themselves. So it was easy to use part of the Bible to make a point to them and convince them. I was really, really sarcastic in the way I said those things. Truth be told, those were the darkest days of my life. And I want to use this platform to apologize to any and everyone that I offended during those times. I'm really sorry, and I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me in case you have not forgiven me. During those dark times, God blessed me with really good people. My parents, my wife, my friends, they were all praying for me. And can you even imagine I had mentees, people who were looking up to me? I don't know for whatever reason. Maybe only God can explain that, or only them know why they were looking up to me. But they were there for me too as well, praying for me. I remember one or two of them who invited me to church regularly, even though I would say the worst about church. She was very patient. You know, she would call and try to convince me about church and convince me, just try my church Bible study and see what comes out of it. You are not forced to be there, but just try to come around and see. I think at some point she gave up. With all this, God had His own plan, and I'm grateful for the power of the Holy Spirit for transforming my life and bringing me to this point that I'm able to share with you and have this platform that I can use to spread God's word. I don't think I have the right words to even describe my wife's level of tolerance and commitment. Can you imagine when I did not even have my life together, she committed to spending the rest of her life with me. I think she saw something that I just did not see, or it was just the work of God. And I'm grateful for her in my life. God has used her in a lot of ways to bring me at this point that I am. And I'm really grateful for her. Fast forward to 2019, we have survived 3 years of successful marriage and our princess royalty was born. At her dedication ceremony, which I reluctantly attended, a sermon was preached, titled whatever. Little did I know that that ceremony was going to be the point of transformation in my life. God used that sermon to pierce through my defenses and ignite in me a fire that I just cannot explain. He set my heart on fire. When I left the church that day, I embarked on a journey of rediscovery and nurturing a relationship with him. I started to take steps that will help me grow, started to ask questions, reach out to people that I admire, young people like me, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm here. I hope this summary has given you a context. Now let's dive into my encounter with the Holy Spirit this year. If you found this episode valuable so far, I encourage you to give it a like and share. Your engagement helps us spread the message of obedience and faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. At the end of January 2024, I was hospitalized for 5 days. It happened on my way to school on a Tuesday morning. I fainted on the bus and I woke up in the hospital. After a series of medical examination and medication, I gained consciousness, but I couldn't be let out because my condition was critical and I was hospitalized for 5 days. Of those 5 days, the first three were the worst for me. I just couldn't do anything by myself. I couldn't eat. I was fed through some medication. I had a lot of needles in my veins for different purposes, and I was carried around in a wheelchair. It was really terrifying. On the second night, I just couldn't sleep. I kept crying and praying, and I was at the point where I almost gave up, and I asked God, is this the end of my life? If this is the end of my life, why Japan? Why couldn't I die back home looking at my family and the people I love? Why now? And the Holy Spirit revealed to me a passage that changed everything in my life, and that passage is Romans chapter 6 verse 16. It says, don't you realize you become a slave to whatever you choose to obey? The Holy Spirit used this passage to remind me that I can choose to be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or be a slave to God, which leads to righteous living. And to be honest, the condition I found myself in, which was death threatening, I had no other option. I wouldn't lie about that. I chose to obey God at that moment because of my condition, because I needed healing. On the fourth day, as I started to recover, which I believe is a miracle from God, I sat in the lobby of the hospital, and knowing fully well that I made that decision because I needed healing, so I asked myself, why would it take me to actually obey God? I realized that the things that were even holding me back were not as important as God's love for me. I was held back by fear, judgment from people, focused on my inability instead of God's power. And then I quickly reminded myself that if none of those things ever mattered that night when I was about to die and I cried out to God for healing and he heard me, why should it matter now? And then I sat there and prayed to God, surrendering my life to him and asking that his perfect will for me be done. I availed myself to him to be used by him to accomplish whatever mission or whatever thing he wants me to do. Even up to the point when I left the hospital, I kept praying to God, asking for direction. And God brought back to mind the inspiration of starting a podcast that will be used to glorify him, that will be used to help young people to obey him. And this was an instruction I received from God since 2023. But because I focused on those things that did not matter, I disobeyed him and did not push any further with it. In fact, I started to do something that was completely different from what he asked me to do, which led to a complete failure. And I believe it is because of my disobedience that all of my effort got wasted. As believers, it's really common for us to take God out of the picture and focus on our inabilities whenever he asks us to do something. The moment we do that, we realize that nothing works. But when we recognize that we are limited and we rely on his power to get his will done, everything starts to fall into place. And that is the difficult part, to come to the realization that you don't have the power to do this, and that God, who has instructed you, is willing to help you. And all you need to do is to just reach out to him for help. Acknowledge that you cannot do it without him and see his power manifest in your life. For those of you who know my past, even for me, this new journey is something that is really surprising to me than even you. And that's one way I can recognize that God is truly alive, and he never gives up on us. All we need to do is to reach out to him. He has a plan for each of us. If he can use me to sit here today and share with you this message and upcoming messages, he can do anything in your life. All you need to do is to trust him and rely on him, because since I started trusting him, everything has started working smoothly in my life. I wouldn't lie to you that there isn't ups and downs, because I know that I don't have control over some of these things, and I have a God who is powerful. I have peace. I have rest. I hope this serves as a wake-up call for you, as it is for me, to step out in faith, completely relying on God. The most important thing I want you to take away from this episode, in case you don't get anything, is that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the answer to your disobedience. He is just next to you and waiting for you to call on him. He is merciful and ever loving. He is waiting to forgive you for anything and everything you have done. He already paid the price. I believe most Christians find it difficult to obey or call on God because of our guilt from our past and even our present activities. But I urge you, my dear brothers and sisters, to forget your past, because Jesus has erased everything. The book of Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, "But God showed his great love by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." So imagine that everything has been paid. All you need to do is to just acknowledge that and reach out to God and ask for forgiveness and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I will tell you for a fact that life is a burden without Jesus Christ. He is calling on you to bring all your burden to him and experience true rest. Please don't be fooled by the devil. All your hard work and your busyness cannot fix your life. All that is to just distract you from obedience. In the teachings of Jesus Christ. I believe the time is now, and Jesus is calling you to obedience. You can boldly go before his gracious throne to receive his mercy. The book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 shows us that we can go boldly before his throne to receive his mercy and grace. It is available now as I speak to you, so I don't know what you are waiting for. Now is the time to surrender your life to God and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and allow his power to manifest in your life. I'm in prayer with you, and I urge you to please feel free to reach out in case you need someone to pray with or an accountability partner in your obedience to God. You don't need to do this alone. Together, my dear brothers and sisters, let's boldly trust and obey our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Follow Confidence in Obedience on Instagram and on Facebook to be part of a community of believers and participate in our engaging content that have been designed to help us take daily actions towards obeying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please share with us what specific actions you have taken maybe over the past year, maybe months, weeks, or even today that has helped you in your obedience to Christ. You never know, your story could inspire me and other believers to take action through the power of the Holy Spirit. Please comment down below or share with us on our social media platforms at Confidence in Obedience. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode.